Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Manager of the Baltimore Orioles, friend of the program, Mike Elias. What's going on, Mike?
Hi, Rob. Morning.
Morning. I noticed Pedro Severino is listed as day-to-day, and you know, you have Austin Wentz back there. Is it just a situation where maybe Pat Valenka is the emergency catcher, or will the team do something to help Pedro out a little bit?
No, I think he's going to stay active. You know, whether or not he's in the lineup today or tomorrow in Boston, it's too soon to say. But I'm not anticipating us having to put him on the DL. He's just got a little groin strain, and it's getting to be that time of the year. If we have to make a move, we'll obviously bring another catcher up to back up Wins. You know, a guy like Valenka, you just always want to identify somebody on your roster in case you get into a situation where you have to pull your number two catcher out of a game, who can go back there.
And Mike, you know, the season's wrapping up, and of course, you know, when you have a bad record, you start looking forward to the draft because as you build a team. In baseball, because baseball is such a different draft and you don't see players for years, like in the NFL, the number one overall pick is so different than the number two pick or four pick. How important is it in baseball to get the number one overall pick?
It's something that we've put a lot of study into looking at, and it's never something that you're trying to do. I mean, nobody wants to get in a situation where you're in the range of the number one pick because of what it means is going on at the major league level. But, you know, this is where we entered into with this rebuild. And I've been in an organization before that made high picks. So we've looked at it historically, and it is less of an impact than you see in the NBA and the NFL. But there are years where there is a cut and dry runaway generational kind of talent at the number one pick, whether that's Ken Griffey Jr. or Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, or Alex Rodriguez. And when it's one of those years, it's obviously a very big deal, but usually it isn't one of those years. And then when it isn't, the top of the major league draft's kind of an even field across the first five, six, seven picks. So, it's not something I think that people worry about. It takes a while for a draft class to kind of reveal itself. I don't think we're going to know who, you know, the presumptive top pick or two in this class are going to be until sometime next spring.
Yeah, we were just talking about, like, the AL East and how difficult this division is, and not making excuses or anything like that, but one of these teams is going to miss out on the postseason, and all of them, it feels like, should be in. But what Toronto's doing right now is just absurd. What do you think of this division overall and how these teams stack up?
Yeah, it's pretty daunting this year, I think we're going to have, like, three playoff teams out of this division for sure. And like you said, a fourth that's really deserving. So just think about how difficult that is with us playing those teams more than any other team in baseball. It's a lot, and it's impressive. You have different ways that these teams are so successful in our division, and Boston and New York are just these perennial juggernauts financially. They run the teams very well. Toronto, I think, has the potential to be that type of financial juggernaut, and they're emerging from a pretty big rebuild where they amassed some talent and hit on some big draft picks and international signings, and we're seeing that talent on the field right now. And then Tampa, everyone sees Tampa. That's the result of a team that's been run exceptionally well for 13, 14 straight years. And now we're getting sort of the vibe, the end product of that with their sustainable success. So it's tough, but we're going to get back into this fight and in this mix. And I think that we're very close to doing it. You see the talent that we have amassed in the minor leagues right now. And then the steps forward that we've gotten from some of our individual potential star players at the major league level this season, you start to see the picture coming together, I think, very clearly. So I'm excited about that.
Mike Elash joins us, general manager for the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, we would enjoy watching Jorge Mateo, his season cut short due to a back injury. Have you seen enough from him to determine what the team wants to do with him with the future, or did you need to see a little bit more?
Well, it's unfortunate that we lost him, because it was a great thing for us and for him to get like a 2-month runway of just steady playing time that he's never really gotten at the major league level. And then, we're cycling through infielders right now, so it was a perfect opportunity, perfect marriage. And the first couple of days and weeks that we had him, you saw his explosive top of the grade speed on the field. And then he started complaining of back pain. You could see him play a little slower on the base paths and on defense. And we had to rest him more every couple of days. And it finally made the determination, just a better off thing for him and us, to shut him down and let this thing cool off. So that will finish his season. I think we've all seen enough talent there that we're certainly going to go into the offseason with him in mind as somebody that we would like to keep on our 40-man roster. He is an out-of-options player, meaning he's got to stay in the major leagues. But we're going to be needing infielders next year. I think some of them are going to come from outside the organization. But also, guys like him and Ramon Urias, I think, showed us enough talent and production where we're going to try to have a place for them in our plans going into the offseason.
One of the things that one of the best stories of the team is the guy that made that Rob Sanchez of a home run last night. It was Cedric Mullins, where he loved him when I talked to him spring training. He had all the defensive tools, but the knock was can't hit major league pitching. I don't know what you guys have done or what he's done with the team in the last couple of years to get where he is now. Is it possible to replicate this with some of these other guys you see who were good defensively but batting around the Mendoza line?
Well, I think he deserves all the credit. We saw where he was in 2019. Like you said, kind of very lost at the major league level, despite some success in the minor league. Not crazy success, but he's a very good minor league player and was a top 10 prospect, came up to the majors pretty quickly. And like most players, took 2-3 years to really find his footing in the major leagues. And here we are. So we are very impressed by him. He's put a lot of work in. I think this looks like who he is going forward, or close to this. I think we're believers in him being an impact player and an impact center fielder for the next several years. But this is a very humbling game for players, but also for people who work in the sport and follow it. And to me, this is an example of why you are patient with players and you give young players opportunity and you audition guys when you're rebuilding, because anytime you see talent, it's a little unpredictable of how things are going to play out after their first couple of major league seasons.
Saw some good things from Keegan Aiken over the past few weeks. What's your take on what you're seeing from him? Because, in hopes you're trying to find some arms that can help you in the rotation and the bullpen as well when you're taking a look at him in September.
Yeah, I think he has that potential, and certainly the last couple of months have been very encouraging based on the tough luck he was having in the first half. I think that the difference for him has been getting a little more depth and downer kind of shape on his breaking ball. We've been working on that because the first half of the season, he was working with a slider, which is his breaking ball, that was very fringy. And, he throws pretty hard for a lefty. He's 92, 94, and he's got a pretty good changeup, but he has no real big single wipeout pitch. And so we're trying to get his breaking ball, to have a little bit more size and shape to it. And I think that the pitching coaches have been successful with that, and it's really helped him in the second half. And now we're seeing some more production along the lines of what we were hoping for and expecting from him. He's a real competitive guy. He's got a quick arm. He's always ready to kind of take the ball and compete even when things aren't going well. So he's kind of a bulldog lefty, and like having him out there. So it's nice to see an encouraging, hopefully, finish for him going into the offseason so we can plan around him a little bit more confidently.
Mike Elias, GM of the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, thanks a lot for your time. Headed down the home stretch now.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.